Well, not necessarily that. I haven't really had a chance to think it through properly, but that's not such a bad idea. Thinking about it, we could even set up a program where staff can choose to spend some of their holiday time working on a project in a developing country. But we'd pay to make sure it's well run and responsible. I've done something similar myself. It was actually one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
Gareth, what do you think?
To tell you the truth, I'm not totally convinced. I'm concerned about how that would work in practice, and I can't help wondering whether it would be really cost-effective.
So, is that a definite no?
Well, no, but I would certainly need to know that it's profitable before taking it any further.
It's not about cost-effectiveness, it's about acting responsibly.
Well, can we try and take this just a little bit further after this meeting? I mean, obviously we need to do a lot more research before reaching any final decisions.
Audio 32. Extract 1.
So, even though it's been a surprisingly difficult year for Sky on PCs, hopefully today will help generate some ideas for improving our position in the market. Would anyone like to start?
Well, yes. I mean, couldn't we consider ways to develop our image, to show that we're a genuinely caring business?
Sorry, I should also say I don't think we need to do anything that's radically different. Also, it's not clear to me what you mean by caring.
Well, for example, what about moving into the era of recycling? Most people have no idea what to do with old computers and components. They either keep them or end up throwing them out. I would have thought it would be possible to collect a customer's old computer when we sell them a new one and implement a policy of recycling.
Oh, I see. So you're thinking of something charitable, like maybe we collect in used parts and send X% off to developing countries. Am I right?